Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ngokuba ke Thixo abathembele kuwe bona abaya kudaniswa. Siyakudumisa Thixo ekuseni, siyakuvuma ukuba wena ungu Yehova. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob this morning. Raise a song and strike the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the hire. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon and at the full moon in our solemn feast day. For this is the statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. Father, we thank you this morning. Take away to we declare with our mouth, hallowed be thy name this morning. Maliphathwe ngobungcwalisa igama lakho. How lovely is your temple, O Lord of hosts. Our soul, yes, our soul even faints for the courts of our God. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on a pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength, each one appearing before the God of Zion. Father, we thank you this morning, Thixowe tholungileyo, that you make all things possible in your presence. We want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, as we continue to pray, let your kingdom come, thy will be done, and thy will be done in our lives as it has been completed in the heavenlies, because your foundation is in the holy mountain. Lord, you love at the gates of Zion. Lord, we thank you this morning that glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. We thank you this morning, King of glory, that Father, you will teach us your ways. At the gate of praise, you will teach us, Lord God, your precepts. At the gate of praise, we will walk in your truth. At the gate of praise, we unite our hearts to fear your name. At the gate of praise, we will praise you, O Lord, our God, with all our hearts. At this gate of praise, we will glorify your holy name. At this gate of praise, we declare great is your mercy towards us. You delivered us, mighty God. So we want to thank you this morning that we acknowledge no other God but you. We want to thank you this morning that you have made wise the simple, mighty God. You have made your revelation clear and kosiyamakhosi, making your scripture palatable to us. This morning we want to thank you, Tikowe, too, that you have given us everything we need which pertains to life and godliness. We want to thank you as we stand at the gate of time this morning, that we do not come on our own accord, but we come, mighty God, God, on the foundation of the covenant that has been made, Lord God, together with you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the broken flesh of our Lord and Savior this morning. We want to thank you for the blood which continues to flow and speak a better word. We want to thank you this morning, Thixowe tholungileyo, for your word, mighty Father, which continues to be a light before our path and a lamp before our feet. We want to thank you for the grace of the Holy Spirit this morning. We want to thank you, Thixowe, for the counselor, the one who makes the simple wise, the one, Lord God, who opens up scriptures to us and causes us to navigate you through the hallways of scripture and causes us to know you and to know the power to which we have been called, to know you, mighty God, and the glorious riches, Lord God, to which we have been called. This morning we want to thank you, Thixowe tonamandla onke, that you have given us the Spirit in order to navigate, Lord God, the perfect will of God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for angelic ministries, Thixowethu, ngegama lika Yesu Christu, that you even send angels concerning us to guard us, Lord God, to protect us in all our ways, that we may not hurt our feet against a stone. This morning we join with the heavenly beings, the cherubim and the seraphim, as they cry out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. You are worthy to take the scroll this morning, to open its seals, for you were slain and redeemed to us, redeemed us to God, Lord Jesus Christ, by your blood. And so we thank you this morning that out of every tongue and every tribe and the people and nation, and you have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Therefore we declare this morning blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Glory and honor and power and blessing be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning, Tolungileyo, that you minister to us in this manner. My Father, we want to thank you, King of Glory. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Good morning, my family. It is 13 after 5. Mangeloyi is the title of that one. Kick-started our time of worship with Umbede Shawange Miniyanga. It's our joyous celebration. This morning, Basalone, we're just taking a break because I would like to explain something before we carry on praying. That the Lord is just impressed in my heart very strongly that we should consider the cost of our salvation. We should take a moment, a minute to go back into scripture and to trace the root and the cost of our salvation. We are going to read and just declare the word of God into our hearing as we pray this morning, and we are going to pray as the Lord leads us, each one praying. Bazalwane, if it is repentance, we are going to repent. If it is thanksgiving, we are going to give thanks. If it is worship, we are going to worship the Lord. We are looking at the story of Jesus when he was led via Dolorosa on the way to the mountain of Golgotha. Amen. Mark chapter 15 verse 16, this morning the soul soldiers mock Jesus. Hallelujah. Then the soldiers led him away into the hall called the Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison, and they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head and began to salute him, "Hail the King of Jews." Hallelujah. Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took a purple off him and put his own clothes off him and led him out to crucify him. A couple of things happened in this portion of scripture. First of all, they exchange the real crown for a crown of thorns. They demoted the personship of Jesus Christ. They demoted the lordship of Jesus Christ, because they did not understand that in actual fact, this life was given and it cannot be taken. And the second thing they did is that they mocked him. Barcelona, they struck him. They spit on him. They humiliated him. And they mocked the worship of God. And they took the glorious heavenly clothing of him, the royal cloth, the purple of him. And they gave him the clothes of a human being so that he could carry your sin and my sin, so that he could take on before they gave him the cross, the heavy cross for him to bear on his back. Then they compelled a certain man, Siron, a Cyrenian, the father of Alexandra and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country passing by, to bear the cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated the place of skull. And they gave him wine mingled with mire to drink, but he did not take it. And then they crucified him, and they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Hallelujah. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and the inscription of his accusation was written above, the King of the Jews crucified, for the truth is who our Lord and Savior is. Crucified, for the truth is the cost of our salvation. Hallelujah. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid it, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs. He carried our sorrows, and we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But actually he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. Sheep have gone astray, and I have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put on him to grief. When you make his soul an offering of sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days. Father, we want to thank you for a clear picture, my Father, of what it cost for my sin to be redeemed, of what it cost for my life to be redeemed from Sheol, of for what it costs for the transgressions of the earth, the iniquities of the world. Lord God, the transgression and the heaviness of the sin of the world to be wiped out. This morning, Tikowetu, as we continue to worship you, we ask and we pray that you would make plain, Lord God, the revelation of salvation, that you would make plain, Tikowetu, the true cost of our sin. But greater is the love that redeemed us out of the pangs of death, because the wages of sin is death. Greater is the love that continues to speak and covers a multitude of sin. Greater is the love this morning that continues to roar above accusations from the pit of hell. Greater is this love this morning. This is the love that bore the cross via Dolorosa. This is the love that bore humiliation, that was stricken, that was humiliated and despised and accused by men, that was humiliated and stripped of dignity. This is the love this morning that continues to stand. Oh God, won't you give us a fresh revelation this morning as we worship you, that we may worship you as those who have been truly redeemed, that we may worship you as those who have been truly
been spoken for as those, Lord God, who have an advocate, as those, Lord God Almighty, who are truly of the kingdom that is above and not of the world that is beneath. Won't you help us this morning to walk on the basis of revelation? We pray that you illuminate our minds and you cause our spirits to accept the truth that is, the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord, the truth that he indeed died, and that by his stripes we continue to be healed, and that the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Oh, Father, we want to thank you this morning that you laid on him the iniquity of the world. Help us to truly understand it. We beg for revelation and a fresh reminder, take away to of the cost of our salvation this morning, in Jesus' mighty name.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200. 657 AM, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Oh God, indeed, we have seen your right hand. We have not just heard of you, but we have seen your right hand over our lives this morning, my heavenly Father. We want to pray this morning earnestly and sincerely, Lord God Almighty, that Father, won't you reveal to us the mystery of the salvation? Oh, bawo, siyakucenga ekuseni, thixo wethu hleze, if we could truly understand, oh, the mystery of the salvation, the mystery of this gospel to which we have been called, mighty Father, maybe it will help us to truly take off our earthly garments and, Lord God, take on the man of Christ, the nature of Christ, and never look back. Father God Almighty, we are talking to you today as sons, as daughters, zokucenga, because we recognize, take away to that the stubbornness of our heart is unnatural. We recognize, take away to that our hard-headedness is unnatural. Kuna lento singakayiqondi kakuhle, thixo wethu olungileyo, siyakucela namhlanje, sikucenga mzali wethu, khawukusiqondise kakuhle, thixo wethu, amandla elivangeli, thixo wethu, amandla elivangeli, amandla alomsebenzi waseKalvari, thixo namandla onke. We thank you this morning that you are reminding us, thixo wethu, that this salvation did not come cheap, mighty God, that Christ in the form of man had to yield his will, thixo wethu olungileyo, in the garden of Gethsemane. He had to come up before you, Lord God Almighty, in the face of fierce temptation and opposition, alone and rejected, left alone, thixo wethu olungileyo. He had to face the task and the mandate that was ahead of him. Father, we want to thank you this morning that you are making it clear that, thixo wethu, it did not come cheap, that we too who have died with Christ, Lord God, have got to fully die in our will, so that there's no competition of wills, so that our will be fully laid down, our ambition laid down, our understanding laid down, ukwenza kwethu laid down, thixo namandla onke. Oh God, ingaske namhlanje singancokola, thixo wethu, nomfana, thixo, no Simon was a siren, to understand the weight of that cross, because most of the time when we do not make it a habit to pick up our crosses and follow Christ, oh God, we lose sight, thixo wethu, of the cost of salvation.
situation ingaske today uSimon angakancokole namuntu namuntu ungaqondiyo just to give me an understanding of the weight of that cross via Dolorosa this morning. Lord, we want to thank you that we are coming to understand that a broken will, mighty God, is what you desire. A broken will, tikon eutanamanta onke, it opens up the spiritual eyes. A broken will gives us the strength to stand in the force of opposition. A broken will this morning, my Father, you are giving us instruction that a broken will continue to speak on our behalf, paving the way, even when we no longer have the strength to walk. A broken will, Tikowetu, will pave the way ahead of us, even to generations to come. A broken and surrendered will, oh God, is what gave Christ the strength to carry the mandate to the end. And so this morning we want to thank you that you are making it plain and clear to our understanding, Tikowetu, that it is this ambition, this vain ambition of the things, Lord God, the love of the world that continues to keep us in darkness, that continues to keep our eyes closed to revelation that is available in front of us. So we want to thank you this morning, Tikowetu, that Nkosi Amakhosi siyazikhulula ingubo zokuqonda kwethu. Tikowetu, we take on the garment of understanding, the garment of the spirit of truth, the garment of wisdom, of knowledge and revelation in the knowledge of you. This morning we want to thank you, Tikowetu, as we take it on, because we have observed in the past that we make promises that we could not fulfill. Tikonamandla onke this morning, Tikowetu, for taking cheap your salvation, for taking cheap such a precious gift, for taking cheap, Tikowetu, such an eternal gift. Oh God, that you would open up the eyes of our understanding this morning, that we would truly come to know this hope to which we have been called. Nkosi amakhosi uthezwini lakho liyimfihlelo. There is a mystery, Tikowetu, kule ntsindiso. There is a mystery, mighty God. And we are asking you this morning, make the mystery plain to our sights. Ngoba vele uthezwini lakho, it is the wisdom of God that makes the simple wise. It turns simpletons into wise, solid, grounded men of truth. Lord, we want to pray this morning, make it plain to us. Siyayazi Thixo, asiyazi insindiso babo, asibe sicinga basiyayazi, asiyazi Thixo wethu, ngoba sithi sesihambe imgama kuphinde kufike into, Thixo wethu, sibuyisele umva, sincede namhlanje, siqondane nensindiso buqu, siqondane namandla, Thixo wethu, eCalvary, siqondane ekuseni, Thixo wethu, nomvuzo Nkosi yamakhosi wokuthembakala kuka Yesu Kristu ekuseni. Siqondakale Thixo wethu, siqondane namhlanje with the grace, mighty God, that was poured out on the cross of Calvary, with the power that was released when he declared, it is finished. Oh God, help us to partake in the grace and the glory that comes, oh God, with the state unto you I give my soul. Oh mighty God, this morning make it plain and clear to us, oh God. We desire to know your salvation this morning. We desire to understand you. We desire to know your salvation. Won't you open up the gates of understanding? Won't you open up the gates of understanding this morning? Tikowetu namandla onke. Won't you open up the gates of understanding this morning, that the King of Glory may come in? Who is this King of Glory? He is Jehovah mighty and strong. Who is this King of Glory? He is Jehovah Sebaoti, the God mighty and invincible in battle. He is the God who continues to contend for the faith. He is the God who continues to contend for the souls of those those who are lost. He is the one who continues to dispatch angels to contend for the ones who are going astray, who are gone astray. Oh God, we want to thank you this morning that you are opening up the gates of salvation to him, oh God, who was blind. You are opening up the gates of salvation to him who was lost. You are opening up the gates of salvation to him who had no understanding. Oh God, we want to thank you this morning that you are opening up the gates of understanding and salvation to him who was backslidden. Tikowe tundingomnye wabekseni. Dikele tikowe twinklambuluko nensindiso kabucha. Nkosi yamakhosi ndiyangena. Kumasangwe nsindiso ekseni. Tikolunge kakhulu. Kali kali xilonko. Azamagama wethu abizwe Thixo wethu. Kali kali xilonko. Thina Nkosi yamakhosi. Xa ubonakala zise sifane nawe ekuseni, zise sifane nawe ekuseni, xa likhala ixilongo. Oh God. By one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews nor Greek. We were baptized, whether slave nor free, and have all been made to drink into the spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus for the resurrection of the body. Oh, the forgiveness of sin and life everlasting this morning. Oh, God.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Haven't heard that one in quite a while, my family. Good morning and welcome to you. 49 minutes after 5. It is indeed here on Radio Pulpit. It is Let's Praise Him, a joyous celebration with Morena. A And that bringing us to 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We will take your calls, my family, on 012-334-1322, on 082-657-2729 in just a little while. But in the meantime, I just want to offer up prayers of repentance this morning. Barcelona, amen. Father, we want to thank you, that sometimes, mighty God, we are really, really not sure which way you are going to take us, but each and every utterance from our mouth, mighty God, is received by you. So we want to thank you this morning that we have asked you to show us, mighty God, the true cost of our salvation. Take away to a revelation of this salvation. And you have given us, mighty God, an understanding. Take away to Namandla Onke. We want to thank you this morning, mighty God, that indeed as you give us understanding this morning, Lord God Almighty, that this salvation, Lord God Almighty, cost you, take away to. It did not just cost you, Lord God, intonje. It cost you something precious, mighty God. And that is the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, who have become the Lord and Savior of all of us who believe. Thank you, take away to, for opening up the opportunity for salvation once more. Thank you, Father, for opening up the opportunity for repentance. Thank you this morning, Lord God Almighty, for opening up the opportunity for repentance, take away to, and a turning away from the sin and the things that hold us away from your presence back into the road which leads us down paths of righteousness. Lord, we want to thank you. Take away to sing abantwana bakho ke bawo sicela uxolo for sometimes we are so blind and blind-sighted. We even take decisions in our blind-sightedness. Under the oath of darkness, we take decisions. Lord, we want to raise up our country, South Africa. Sicela uxolo for each and every decision that has been made, mighty God, that is against your will. Sicela uxolo this morning, mighty God, for every decision that is being planned that is against your will. Sicela uxolo this morning, for decisions that are made by families that are against your will. Sicela uxolo, we repent this morning for decisions that are made by the church that are against your will. We repent this morning for decisions that are made by individuals that I am making that are against your will. Tiko, indeed, we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And so this morning we want to thank you that salvation has been made available to us all. Mighty God, you make it plain and clear that it is your desire that you come back, that Jesus Christ would come back, but he is coming back for a bride that is white and without spot, take away to. So cleanse us this morning again by your word. Let your word be plain to our ears. Cleanse us by your word. Exeni take away to lungileyo as we continue to stay at your feet. Silinda madinga ebukhoneni bakho thixo wethu olunge kakhulu. We want to thank you this morning that we will continue to pray and groan thixo wethu and burden Lord God for imvuselelo, for revival. This morning we want to thank you that it is still our desire that we would see it in our lifetime. It is our prayer that the Holy Spirit will come down and that Africa will receive an outpouring of your spirit, and that the nations of the world will receive an outpouring of your spirit. Oh God, keep us in this place of contriteness of heart. Keep us in this place of repentance, almighty God, of meekness in you, of humility in you, oh God, that we may receive even a drop of rain that falls from the heaven will be enough to quench our thirst and our weary souls this morning. We want to thank you, King of Glory. We are hungry and thirsty for you this morning, and we thank you that you are filling us. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen and amen.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za. radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.